That's our ring time for Lem and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge.
Hello there, folks. This is Dick Huddleston. Well, the other day, Lum went to the county seat to try and get some orders for his bakery special, prune bread. He made one mistake, though. He took along some samples, and he didn't get one single order. Of course, Lum doesn't think the fault lies with the product. He thinks his approach to the customer wasn't splashy and colorful enough. So he's got a new plan now, and I think he's just about to unfold it to his partner, Abner.
Abner, do you think there's anything wrong with my prune bread to speak of?
Lum, we went over that time and again, and you always get mad and stomp out of the store, and I ain't going to answer.
Well, it's such a good idea, though, Abner. They've been making raisin bread for years, but nobody ever thought to make prune bread.
Good.
Just the same, I can't understand why the Hudson brothers didn't call and order at least a few loaves of bread.
Well, Lum, they ain't going to order stuff that folks can't eat.
That ain't it at all. It's what kind of an impression you make on people. That's what counts.
Yeah.
If we're going to make a success out of this bakery, we got to have a deliver truck. It's all there are to it. We just got to have one.
Lum, we ain't got nothing to deliver in a truck. You ain't baked up nothing yet that we can actually sell to folks.
Well, I've been sort of holding myself back, I think.
Holding back?
Yeah, no use baking a lot of stuff if you don't have no way to deliver it. But as soon as we get this little red truck...
Little red truck? Lum Edwards, have you went and bought a truck?
Well, no, I ain't bought one, Abner, but I did see one in there at the county seat the other day.
You did, huh?
Prettiest thing you ever seen. Red wheels. Or they used to be red, anyway. Back end has drawers for donuts and biscuits and bread and all that.
Now, wait just a minute, Lum. We can't afford no delivery truck.
Well, that's the best part of it. The feller at the used car lot said he'd let us have it for just
$360. $360?
Yes, sir. Now, we got enough to cover that in our joint checking account. Fact is, I've already made out the check and signed it. All you have to do is put your signature on it, too. And the truck's just as good as ours. Here, put your name right there under mine. Right?
Well, Lum, I'd rather we thought this thing over first.
I've done thought it over. Thought it out for both of us.
He did, huh?
Here's a delible pencil you can use.
No, I ain't going to sign it, Lum.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Let's not be stubborn-headed about this.
Lum, it's a waste of money. Now, if you had made a success out of yourself as a chef, why, it'd be different. But you know dad blame well your baking ain't fit to be it.
Well, natural, a feller makes a few little bitty mistakes when he's learning a business, but that's all past now. The whole trouble was that green wood I was using.
Green wood?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you put in that prune bread?
Of course not. I mean the wood I was using in the stove. Couldn't get it a hot enough fire with that green stuff. But I got some good dry wood now. It's going to make a heap of difference. You just wait and see.
Well, Lum, I don't think the fire will make no difference. I just ain't going to sign that check, Lum. No.
You ain't, huh?
No, sir, not at all. Now, if you build up the bakery business to where we had so many orders...
Never mind. We won't get the truck. You're more than likely right.
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, Lum, don't go away now. We can talk this over.
I'm just going over to Dick Huddleston's. He's got some special pans over there for baking angel food cake. They got a hole in the middle of them.
Holes in them? Well, now, Lum, you don't need to get second-hand pans. Just because I said we couldn't afford a truck don't mean we can't
these
afford it.
These ain't second-hand. These are new. I'll be back directly.
Well, now, don't get them with the holes in them, Lum. Doggy. Yeah. I know I hurt his feelings. You think I've done the right thing, Grandpap?
Has that?
Ain't no one thing I hate worse than going again, Lum, on something like that, but I just know we never would have no use for that truck.
Uh-huh.
I know sure as well why he wants to get it. Just so as he can paint his name on the side of it. That's the whole reason. He'd put Pine Ridge Bakery in little bitty letters on there, and then he'd print Lum Edwards Chef in letters so big you could see them for 10 miles.
Here's an interesting item, Abner. Upper Sandusky, Ohio, increase in population.
Are you listening to me?
Of course I am. Upper Sandusky, Ohio, increased its population by 181 people from 1920 to 1930, according to the almanac.
Grandpappy Spears, you ain't heard one word I said.
I ask you if you thought I'd done the right thing.
The right thing? Sure you did, Abner. Sure you did. What you done?
What was it I done? Doggies, I knowed you wasn't listening now.
Yes, I was. You were saying something about Lum. Well, I never knowed he was president, did you?
Who, Lum?
No, some feller by the name of C.R. Sattergast. He was president of Sioux Falls College, South Dakota, in 1933, according to the almanac.
Dad, blame it, Grandpap. Now put that book down and listen to me.
Now, don't get yourself all upset, Abner. I've heard everything you said. What's your trouble now? Has Lum been making some more prune bread?
No, it's worse than that. He wants to buy a delivery truck for this bakery. Had this here check here all made out for me to sign and everything. And Mike and I broke his heart, but I just had to say no.
Oh, you done right, Abner. That Lum's got to be unencouraged out of that bakery idea.
Yeah.
Half the folks in town veiling from him and at some of that stuff he's been baking.
Yeah, I know. But you can't make Lum understand that, you know. Keeps right on cooking stuff. Gets down here at 5 o'clock in the morning, slays over a hot stove. Just look at them two cakes sitting over there. More than likely he spent the whole night baking them things.
Yeah, more than likely. They look pretty good, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Hear me? Look good, all right, but no telling what he's put in them. And you couldn't cut them with nothing short of a chopping axe. Just go over there and try to stick that knife into one of them.
Where's your knife?
Right over there.
Yeah, here it is. Reckon it'll break your knife?
Well, just don't bear down too hard on it now.
Hey, something wrong here. This cake's soft as a feather bed.
Soft? Must not be baked yet.
The knife just slid right on through it. Howdy doggone.
It ain't baked. That's the trouble.
This looks pretty good, Abner. Think I'll just try me a little piece of it.
Now, wait just a minute. Now, don't do that, Grandpap. You'll get sick again, just sure as a whirl. Don't forget what that prune bread done to you.
Swan, Abner, this is the best cake I've ever had. Here, have some. Try a piece of it.
Well,
it's surprising.
Don't it make you dizzy or nothing?
I've always said now, there ain't no one human can stand up to Aunt Charity when it comes to making cakes. But, Swan, I'll put Mom up against every woman in this town. Just taste of that.
Well, this is good. Hey, cut a piece out of that oven over there, Grandpap. The one with the coconut on top. This and here, this must be an accident.
Yeah, I just love coconut cake.
Oh, I do too, but not that, I'll tell you that.
It looks like you ought to scratch the top of it, though. Well, it cuts easy enough. Nice slides right to it.
It does.
Here, have this piece, Abner.
Yeah. Hey, doggies, this is even better than the other one.
Yeah, that Lum's a genius. G-U-S.
You're right, Grandpap, and I've done him a bad turn. If he can bake cakes like this, we're going to need two delivery trucks to handle all the business. Dad, blame it, why didn't I listen to him?
Here, have another piece, Abner.
Yeah, thank you, Grandpa. Douglas, he must have been right about that green wood. Whatever wood he's using now sure makes a heap of difference. Wish I knowed some way of getting that truck for him, sort of surprise him with it.
Hey, I got an idea. There's Cedric going by the store. Get him to go to the county seat after it.
Cedric?
Well, sure, he can drive a truck.
Oh, sure, I know he can. Yeah, that's a good idea, Grandpa. I'll get him. See him right now. Hey, Cedric! Cedric! Come over here a minute.
Mom?
Come on over here. I got something for you to do.
What you want, Mr. Abner?
You go into the county seat and buy a red and yellow bakery truck. I got a check right here for it just as soon as I find it. Come on inside.
Whereabouts do I buy it at? What store?
Oh, let's see. Hank's Used Car Company. It says it right here on the check. Grandpapa, hand me that delible pencil right there by your hand.
Here you are, Abner. Have some cake, Cedric. It's awful good.
Oh, I'd rather have prune bread. That's what I like, prune bread.
Abner Peabody. There you are, Cedric. Now, hurry up and get in there. The feller knows which truck it is, because Lum's already... Oh, wait a minute. There goes the mail hack. You can ride in with him, Cedric. Hurry up now, you'll miss it.
I'll catch him all right. Go ahead, Mr. Abner.
Come on. Don't get his old Lum going to be tickled when he sees Cedric drive back in that truck.
Hey, sure will. Here, have another piece of cake, Abner. It gets better with every piece, I do believe.
Well, thank you, Grandpap. Yes, sir, I'll take back everything I ever said about Lum's cooking. This is as fine a cake as I ever put in my mouth. I believe I'll just buy the rest of that in there and take it home. Just want to show that woman of mine what cooking is. Hey, wait a minute, here comes Lum. I hope he ain't seen Cedric. I don't want him to know nothing about that delivery truck, so it'll be a surprise to him.
Man, he wouldn't know where Cedric's going, no way.
Oh, that's right, Amy. Well, mind out now. Don't you mention a word about that delivery truck.
No, I won't. I'll just sit here and make out like I'm reading the almanac.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I'll take another piece of this cake along to be nibbling on.
Yeah, sure.
Well, get along to give charity the rest of the piece of this.
Right. Well, Lom, did you get the cake pans?
No, he's going to have to order them for me. Where's Cedric going in the mail hack?
Oh, I don't know. Went into the county seat, I reckon.
Well, I wish I'd have known he was going in there. I'd have had him drop by and tell that used car fella we don't want that truck.
Yeah, he could have, all right.
What are you grinning about? Wait a minute. Who's been into these cakes?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Me and Grandpa's been sampling them. My dogs, they're good, too.
Them cakes was for the Ladies' Aid cake sale they're having over at the lodge hall this afternoon.
Oh, I never knowed it, Lom.
I wish you'd leave things alone around here. I was supposed to have them over there by 2 o'clock.
Well, Lom, I never knowed you baked them for them.
I never baked them. Miss Frederick made them cakes and wanted me to take them over there for her.
You mean you never... Oh, me. Cedric, come back here.
Can't hear you. He's a mile down the road by now. What are you calling him for, anyway?
Nothing. Done dead now.
What's done dead?
Nothing. Mom.
What is it?
Reckon we could get Miss Frederick to quit teaching school and take a job with our bakery.